Moving forward, let's speak to Stephanie Fick about what is happening in SABC. We've just heard that they're looking for more access to our licenses, license fees from us, rather. It's about the fourth attempt, it feels like, third or fourth attempt from SABC at getting access to our funds. They tried saying maybe we should put a license on your digital devices, anything that you're able to screen TV on. And now they're saying maybe the whole household. Is this appropriate? Stephanie Fick, Executive Director of the Accountability Division at OTA, is joining us now.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato
on Cape Talk.
Stephanie, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am well. It's really a pleasure joining you this morning.
It's such a pleasure to have you. Okay, what's your take when you look at the SABC's broadly, before we get into the latest, what's your broad take on the SABC's constant lunging into the public for comment as to maybe we can do it this way, maybe I can take your money that way?
Yeah, I think in a nutshell, they are struggling to finalize their funding model because they need funds. You know what our opinion is that the SABC is necessary. There are so many people in South Africa that is their only access to news, to education, and all of that, because I can hear people screaming, why? Why keep the SABC alive, if we don't like the programs and all of that? That may be so, but there are more people so dependent on the SABC than people thinking are, some of the private stations. Plus, we forget that part of SABC is also their radio station, and I think more people still listen to their radio. But that being said, what we are discussing now is the fact that they have put out for comment the SABC bill. And in the SABC bill, it's basically just a rewrite of the Broadcasting Act, but they still make mention of this TV license fee. However, in their submission, the SABC is saying, hey, remember we were discussing the draft white paper, in terms of which we said, TV licenses are archaic because, people are watching, are streaming through their computers and so forth. So, we can't just say because you have a TV, we want a fee. We now need to include a lot of things because people are using different devices. So that's why they are saying the SABC bill should include this household levy, because everybody has got the potential to watch TV in their homes. It will be easier to collect. And then they will ask private companies like MultiChoice to claim that back. And all we are saying is, guys, no, look at your funding model. We are actually of the opinion that if you are commercially sound, if you, what you are saying, that your board and all of that are now in place, good governance and all of that, that commercially you should be sound in order to support your public broadcast, look at your regulatory environment, and get some funding from government.
Or from producing content of worth and that people want to buy. I mean, look, Stephanie, they were just boasting a few months ago about their first profit in years. And so if they have great profitability, why are they still coming to us?
That is the question. Because firstly, they are not collecting all TV license fees. I mean, it's costing them more in collection, and they're not going to sue someone. It's too expensive. So now it's only a few people. They're trying to, if you go buy a TV, you pay the TV license. I don't know if that necessarily works. So you have there's no balance. And then secondly, the question is still, why don't they get grants from government? I know, and I hear people saying, the fiscus is depleted. We are struggling. There's a pandemic. People, our health department is down. There's so many departments that need help. ESCOM is screaming for assistance. All we are saying is that is a fiscus problem. That is looking at eradicating corruption, applying your money where it should go, making sure that people are, pay the right amount of money, making sure you have the right people in place so they can spend the money correctly, using our taxpayers' money to the best of South Africans. And then look at your spending. We looked at how much money political parties receive from government. And between 2019, that financial year, and 21-22 financial year, they received more than 13 billion rand.
Political parties.
We went into, it was a whole, you know, they, I don't think they will necessarily admit it. It's all these, you know, costs that's hidden. It's more than 13 billion rand that in this period went to political parties. Now, for the life of me, I don't understand, can't the SABC get some of that one?
Look, I think that's an important point only from the perspective, Stephanie, that a widely available, balanced, informative broadcaster by radio, television, and whatever media we move forward with is absolutely essential for a democracy to thrive. We can't have pockets of the country that just don't know anything. So maybe the first thing that we need to say is you need a viable business model, but it doesn't have to be commercially viable the way a private one would be, where you say, you know, because you need an SABC office in Dar. You need an SABC, which a private business might not go for, you know?
Yes, that's true. You know, you can, let's just get stuck with the regulatory environment. There's a must-carry regulation that's still there, which means that the SABC needs to give sport channels or whatever for free. Why? They can be commercially viable in order to, like you said, to support their public broadcast. They don't have to make money. They just need to support themselves because they're not a, you know, a business in the. They just need to be able to support themselves. And I think if what they are saying is true, that their board is now in place, and that they are looking at, you know, holding people to account, getting all the, you know, the corrupt individuals out of there, that they can start using their money for better content. I mean, education for our children. It's you know, that type of thing. So yeah, if as a whole we need SABC, but it needs to be better funded.
All right. What are the next steps with respect to this tabling of this household levy system?
Well, the household levy is not really on the table because that was only part of the white paper. What is on the table is the SABC bill, but they are now busy with, you know, hearing of from all sectors. We made our presentation yesterday. The SABC was on Monday. As far as I can remember, ICASA was also yesterday. So they are listening to all the industry players. And whether that bill will then go to Parliament in order to say, okay, this is the bill, or whether they can withdraw it and go rethink it, we don't know. But we're keeping our eyes open because this is important. This is really important.
It certainly is. Stephanie Fick, thank you. Executive Director of the Accountability Division of OTA, the organization Undoing Tax.